Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, starting off the week in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. So in today's reading, the Apostle Paul says that God's message is available for all to receive and experience. He says that those who don't see it are lost in the darkness of this world. Yet God's light can cast out darkness and shine in our hearts. He compares those with the knowledge of God to clay pots to show that God alone has supreme power. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week together is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. God in His mercy has given us this work to do. And so we do not become discouraged. We put aside all secret and shameful deeds. We do not act with deceit, nor do we falsify the word of God. In the full light of truth, we live in God's sight and try to commend ourselves to everyone's good conscience. For if the gospel we preach is hidden, it is hidden only from those who are being lost. They do not believe because their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god of this world. He keeps them from seeing the light shining on them, the light that comes from the good news about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. For it is not ourselves that we preach. We preach Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. The God who said, out of darkness the light shall shine, is the same God who made His light shine in our hearts to bring us the knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of Christ. Yet we who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots in order to show that the supreme power belongs to God, not to us. We are often troubled, but not crushed. Sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. There are many enemies, but we are never without a friend. And though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed. At all times, we carry in our mortal bodies the death of Jesus, so that His life may be seen in our bodies. Throughout our lives, we are always in danger of death for Jesus' sake, in order that His life may be seen in this mortal body of ours. This means that death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. The scripture says, I spoke because I believe. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe. We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus to life, will also raise us up with Jesus to take us together with you into His presence. All this for your sake, and as God's grace reaches more and more people, they will offer to the glory of God more prayers of thanksgiving. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, where Paul writes, we who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots, in order to show that the supreme power belongs to God and not to us. You know, beloved, it'd be very easy for Paul and the other first century apostles to really garner a lot of power, a lot of authority, a lot of respect, a lot of riches, through the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They could come into a town and say, if you want to know the truth, you have to go ahead and pay money and, you know, reward us and submit yourselves to us. But they didn't do that. They came into a new town and they submitted themselves to the people that they served. And so doing, they became poor even than the people that they served, so that the beautiful brightness of the kingdom gospel would shine all the brighter in their lives. Let's pray. Holy God, all the glory and power and honor belong to you. We are often troubled, but not crushed, sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. There are many enemies, but we are never without a friend. And though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed. Thank you for the ways in which you sustain us throughout our days. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow as we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 16 through chapter 5 and verse 10, where the Apostle Paul describes living by faith. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.